Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 29th. You'll be interested to know, 105 years ago, today in 1919, the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified, and it went into effect the following year, initiating a nationwide ban on the production, importation, transportation, and sale of alcoholic beverages. This significant legal change aimed to reduce crime and corruption while promoting health and morality in American society. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it could be lightly snowing, and it feels like 14 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:54, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:59. It looks like we're in for some morning snow, likely before 7 a.m., followed by scattered snow showers until 9 a.m., then isolated rain showers in the afternoon. Highs will reach around 41 with a breezy west wind. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of snow, and a low of 16 with gusty northwest winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 10:45 with a low tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 28 and a west wind. Thursday night brings a slight chance of snow, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 21. On Friday, there is a chance of snow early, then rain, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 44. Friday night continues the chance of rain and snow, with a low around 24. Saturday starts with a slight chance of snow, then becomes mostly sunny, with a high near 29. Saturday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 14. Sunday brings a chance of snow in the afternoon, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 35. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Mornings send you. In local news, in Springfield, 25 of the oldest and most polluting school buses will be replaced with electric vehicles, thanks to a federal grant of $6.6 million from the Environmental Protection Agency. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno announced the initiative aimed at reducing pollution, particularly important for a city with high asthma rates. They emphasized the significance of teaching students about environmental responsibility, noting that this grant makes those lessons tangible. The city will collaborate with provider, First Student, to facilitate the transition to electric buses. Now on to sports. In a recent ruling, a U.S. district judge stated that former New York Knicks star Charles Oakley does not need to provide Madison Square Garden Network with documents concerning three companies he co-owns, which received over $337,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans. Madison Square Garden claims Oakley inflated employee numbers to secure these loans during the COVID-19 pandemic. The judge acknowledged that while the loan documents are relevant to Oakley's credibility, they would not be admissible as evidence in the ongoing case regarding his 2017 removal from a Knicks game. In local sports, last night, the Bruins faced a tough loss against the Sabres, falling 7-2 in Buffalo. Despite Mason Lorry's early goal, the Sabres' Tage Thompson and J.J. Koturka each delivered hat tricks, overpowering Boston. Brad Marchand added a power play goal, but the Bees now stand at 25-21-6. Tomorrow night, the Bruins clash with the dominant Winnipeg Jets in Beantown. Tonight, the Celtics, boasting a 32-15 record, host the Chicago Bulls at TD Garden. The Celtics, led by all-star Jason Tatum, averaging 26.9 points, face a challenging Bulls team with Zach LaVine, posting 24 points per game. Boston, leading the series 3-0, is favored by 1.5 points. In top news, in a bold move, the Trump administration is offering financial incentives for approximately 2 million federal employees to resign. This deferred resignation program allows workers to remain on the payroll until September 30th, while potentially having their duties reduced or eliminated. Excluded from this offer are employees in immigration and national security roles, as well as those with the United States Postal Service. Concerns arise over job security, as the program aims to streamline the federal workforce. Critics warn this initiative could create a toxic environment for workers, urging caution in decision-making. In business news, the Federal Reserve's recent meeting sent stocks spiraling, and now the central bank is expected to keep interest rates unchanged, and we'll find out today. Following a cautious approach in December, when the Fed hinted at a slowdown in rate cuts, market reactions were severe, marking one of the worst trading days of the year. Currently, traders largely believe there will be no cuts, with 99.5% expecting rates to remain steady. Yet, while optimism exists for two cuts later this year, confidence is waning due to persistent inflation concerns. The Fed's current rate sits between 4.25% and 4.5%. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $103,000. Ethereum is down 2% to about $3,100. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 7% to 19 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In recent discussions, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has raised concerns about the safety of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, known as MMR. However, extensive research shows that the MMR vaccine is both safe and effective. Since its introduction in the 1960s, vaccination rates have drastically reduced cases of these diseases. Yet, with declining vaccination rates, measles outbreaks have surged, particularly in states like Minnesota, Illinois, and Oregon. Health experts warn that without achieving the recommended vaccination coverage of 95%, we could see a return of these dangerous diseases. And in entertainment news, in the new film, You're Cordially Invited, directed by Nicholas Stoller, Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon find themselves in a desperate comedy where humor is overshadowed by an abundance of crude language. The plot revolves around two wedding parties accidentally booked at the same venue on a small island in Georgia. Witherspoon plays Margo, a reality television producer, while Ferrell portrays Jim, a widowed father. Their attempts to coordinate the events devolve into chaos, resulting in hilariously disastrous moments. Despite the talented cast, including Geraldine Viswanathan and Meredith Hagner, the film fails to deliver genuine laughter. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American advice columnist, Ann Landers. And she said, "Love is friendship that has caught fire. It is quiet understanding, mutual confidence, sharing, and forgiving. It is loyalty through good and bad times. It settles for less than perfection and makes allowances for human weaknesses." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.